You're on Waiheke Radio listening to our program on Saturday, the 13th of July. And innocent in the studio with us this morning, we've now got Kathy Voiles from Waiheke Resource Trust. And Kathy is very involved with the Sustainability Centre, aren't you, Kathy? And you are the real driver behind Kai Conscious Cafe.
Well, I like to call myself a food rescuer. Or a food inspirer, because that's basically what we do. And it's really only the tip of the food waste on the island and in Aotearoa and all through the world. About a third of the food that our farmers and producers grow is wasted.
That's incredible, considering the issues that we also face with our food security. Like, I think in this next year, according to Horticulture New Zealand, they've just put out a report in the last year that we are slipping for the first time ever in New Zealand into we don't have food security. We are poised to import more food than we produce. We're slipping into danger zone.
That is totally mad, because you know our climate allows us to grow a lot of food here in New Zealand. I've just been living in the Netherlands, and I can tell you there's a reason why they have wall-to-wall heated glass houses, because of the climate. Now, most of us in New Zealand can grow broccoli through the year, we can grow chard, we can grow all manner of vegetables and pulses, but for some reason we tend to export our best food, which I find ludicrous. And you mentioned food security, and that to me is a huge issue on the island. I understand, and I haven't actually seen the research behind this, but in summer, when our population increases to up to 20,000 here on Waiheke, if something happened to our vehicle ferry and we didn't have deliveries to Countdown, we have about 4 days of fresh food. Because you think about it, who's producing food on the island for commercial use?
Yes, and we had an issue, we have in the past, where we've had local growers, the few that there are, who have not been able to sell their produce because of legislation. How do we get around that?
Well, I always come back to the late and the great Biddy, who made cheese in Ikitahuna. So Biddy had 3 cows. She produced a ton of cheese a year, and people visited Ikitahuna from all over New Zealand to get Biddy's cheese. You don't need a lot of land, you don't need a lot of capital, but you do need the support of local government and MPI. Biddy said that she had fought MPI for so many years, and her place was probably the cleanest, most hygienic cheese factory or factory anywhere in New Zealand. But she won. She fought the law and she won. And we can do it, but we need support. We might need subsidising as well from government and local government.
Right. So at a local level, I know that you're working in this arena. Now, Kathy, you grew up in the Waikato. You grew up in a farming community.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this has been in your lifeblood, really, throughout. And then you spent 30 years living in Europe. You worked in media, human rights, and in the environmental arena before coming back to Waiheke 3.5 years ago. What brought you back to why Waiheke?
We discovered Waiheke one rainy day about 26 years ago when we were visiting from The Hague in the Netherlands, and we thought it was so beautiful and people were so friendly that when they actually said, "Hi, how are you?" they meant it.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of the cities, of course, the world is becoming more urbanised, but this place has a genuine sense of community. It is stunning and it is fragile. But out of all the places, you know, I did my time away and I enjoyed it and I had a marvellous, marvellous education after working in human rights about how lucky we are to have New Zealand passports. But
yes,
coming back,
sure.
I was, you know, just keen to, and also it's very difficult when you're an immigrant. I was trying to be political in the Netherlands and trying to create green spaces for children to play in the centre of the city. You're working in a foreign language all the time. It ain't easy.
And people thought you're an interloper, I suppose.
I had to do some, well, when a person comes into a school and starts talking about dog fouling and cleaning up spaces and, you know, littering and what have you, and you have a foreign accent, the natural reaction is to say, sorry, you're not from here. What are you talking about?
Whereas Waiheke's uniquely multicultural, isn't it?
It certainly is.
There's an incredible cross-section of people living here. Now, Kathy, I want to talk to you about the work you do with the Kai Conscious Cafe. I was lucky enough to go there. I went there for the first time yesterday and I was absolutely blown away. Not only were there all these people enjoying a fantastic meal for just koha, it was extraordinary, the energy, the buzz there, but also the fact that you have local producers who are working with you and giving you surplus to redistribute to people who need it in the community. Can you talk to me about that?
Well, we had this idea 3 years ago when I first got back, and I have to admit I saw it in Wales with an organisation called This Is Rubbish. And they just popped up in fields at festivals and fed people with excess food from the supermarket that was past its sell-by date. And we're talking flour, lentils, all sorts of things. But it struck me that we could easily do this here and build up relationships. And we did. And Countdown was the first relationship we built up.
Oh, that's really encouraging.
And but people are willing. You explain the situation to them and people are very willing to help. Nobody likes to see good food go into landfill.
That's brilliant. But also I noticed you had milk, you had eggs, you had obviously citrus. I mean, you know, we've got citrus everywhere.
To burn, just about,
yeah.
Yes.
And Kathy, tell me about other aspects of what you're doing at the Sustainability Centre there.
Well, just before I get on to those, because there's so many things. I mean, my part is really food, because I believe that food, shared food, brings
Fantastic.
People together.
Yeah.
But I think when you live by yourself, and increasingly there's a number of older people and younger people who are by themselves, you can be quite socially isolated. And I know I've had a week off the family this week. They've been away. Yeah. And so cooking meals, you know, it's a social thing. Bringing people together around food is a really, really big and wonderful bit of mahi, I think.
Actually, it's really interesting. There's the Sardinia, there's a population which has the greatest longevity, and equally for men as well as for women. And one of the great markers of longevity in that society is the sharing of food. Which is just incredible.
Well, social well-being, mental health, but the fact that, you know, Kai Cafe has become a place where sections of the community meet together who normally would not actually ever have a chat. We've got your young internationals, you've got your perhaps people from the retirement village, you've got young families, you've got all sorts of people. I mean, we have our regulars now. One of them is Vanessa, who comes every week, and we love seeing Vanessa. Usually she comes with her carer because she's not well sighted. But, you know, it's a highlight of our week and her week for us to just have a chat and cook together.
And who does most of the cooking?
Well, so we never know what we're going to get. It could be 150 boxes of eggs because, you know, there's been a little accident and one egg is broken in each box.
Yes.
It could be 20 or 100 litres of milk. It could be 42 heads of broccoli. It could be none of the last, you know, the latter. So you never know what you're going to get. So I'm the person who says, okay, we're going to have that, we're going to have this, we're going to have that. And then we have these wonderful volunteers who come along and they're there every week. And again, that's part of their weekly ritual now.
That's interesting. Like last night I was watching, I'm a bit of a Netflix junkie, and I think you said that you were a recipe junkie as well. You absolutely love cookbooks and cooking. But I noticed last night on Netflix there was Chef's Table, and it was about an American restaurant where they wanted to cook locally. And some of the team went out and got boxes of asparagus, and then he came back from the market proudly with two boxes of asparagus, only to find that the cool store was full of asparagus.
Right.
So they had everything from the entrees right through to the ice cream made from asparagus. And it just took off. It was brilliant. And now they're looking at more sustainable ways to grow and produce and prepare food. And it's working. So,
Well, I think, you know, we could do this all over New Zealand. At the moment, we're hearing more and more about children who go to school hungry.
Yes.
Who don't have a lunch. We could really work with every supermarket, because it's inevitable there will be waste, there will be broken packaging. As long as the food is safe and we can cook up a hearty lentil and tomato soup for kids and for adults who need it, it would be so wonderful.
So where do you foresee it going from here? I mean, if you know, you're thinking about schools, are you thinking about other ways that you could extend this to benefit?
Well, as I say, it's the tip of the iceberg we pick up on Fridays, but we do have our networks now who tell us, you know, this is about to be thrown out, come and get it, see what you can do with it. We work with budgeting and we work with other groups. We know where extra stuff should go, but I see it becoming a really big network, just a bit like the new thing called Share Waste, where people who can't compost give their compostable scraps to people who can. We could have networks all over New Zealand. There's already stuff being done. You've got Wellington, Kybosh, you've got the fantastic Everyone Eats,
yes,
which is fabulous. Yeah. So you give money if you can, and if you can't, you don't. But it's a really special thing for a lot of the streeties to, you know, eat there every week and be treated, well, like a human being,
yeah,
to be honest.
Absolutely. And I love that, as you say, there are so many people from all different types of strata of society. You're creating fantastic networks. Who do you have gaps at the moment that people could fill if they wanted to be involved?
Well, interesting enough, we often have too many volunteers cooking, and we've learned that we had to limit it to about 6 people in the kitchen because 18 was just crazy.
We're tripping over each other.
So what we say is this: come along. If there's a place to volunteer, do. But the best thing you could possibly do is to introduce yourself to another human being that you've never met before. Ask them 3 questions. Tell them 3 things about yourself, and, you know, really get to know what's going on
yeah,
this island.
What a fantastic thing! And over at the Sustainability Centre today, you've got a workshop in the afternoon.
Right. So this is really organised by Carbon Neutral Waiheke.
Yes.
You may have seen them featured in the AA magazine this week.
I did not.
Wow, very exciting.
About that. Yep.
It was a small article, but nevertheless, yeah, it's the Automobile Association realising that we've got to do some big stuff in New Zealand. So I asked around and I found a lot of people have never submitted on a parliamentary bill. And there's various reasons for that, but we can all do it, and we should all do it. Mm. And we have experts on this island who can talk you right through the process. We've also got Green MP Chloe Sparbrook coming in today at 3 o'clock.
Amazing. She's
so
a superstar.
She is a fabulously articulate, intelligent young woman, and she's also on the Environmental Select Committee. Now, that means that for all those people who don't have computers, can't use keyboards, we can help you write a submission, and you can put it with a pencil or a pen, and you can put it in an envelope and give it to Chloe, and she can take it to Parliament for you. Because submissions on the Zero Carbon Bill close on the 16th. We don't have a lot of time. Those of us with computer skills can zip it right through. But again, it's complicated. You know, these are long documents. A lot of people have no idea what they should be submitting on. So we can, Linda and Lindsay Jeff of Carbon Neutral Waiheke will be talking us through the process and what's really important. Because this is our future.
Yeah.
My future, my children's future, everybody's future.
I know. And it's a big wake-up call to us all. I think that few people realise the extent of the issues that we face. And I think we're uniquely poised, and perhaps you'd agree with me, that we're uniquely poised on Waiheke with the geographic boundaries that we have. That's part of our community. We can define our community, can't we? And we can work together in a way that we can actually make a difference and mitigate the changes that face us.
We're an incubator, if you like, because we're already extremely ahead in terms of the zero waste work we do on the island, that every event just about that's run on Waiheke is zero waste. We have a zero waste market, the longest running one in New Zealand. We are also one of the only communities to be doing composting, hot composting. And that can only get better and better.
Oh, that's really encouraging. And Kathy, how can we tell me where we can come along and participate and when?
Okay, for the submissions workshop today, it's from 3 o'clock till 6 o'clock at the Sustainability Centre on Marco Street at the Old Bowling Club. We'll be serving soup just to keep people going on that. Of course, yeah. It'll be zero waste soup from the rescue food yesterday. And we will also be putting out, for those who cannot make it, we'll be putting out the three main suggestions by the Carbon Neutral Waiheke Group as to what you should submit.
Oh, fantastic. And get along there on the Friday as well to the Kai Conscious Cafe at 1 p.m.
We usually serve lunch about 1:15. There's always a bit of time for community notices and things. We start cooking around 11.
Yes.
And we start setting up the tables at that time as well. And as I say, everybody's welcome. Even, you know, you don't have to volunteer. Just sit down, have a cup of tea and have a natter.
Oh, fantastic, Kathy. Look, thank you for the work you do. And thank you for coming in today to talk to us about it on Waiheke Radio. I hope you'll join us again.
Thank you so much.